Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the past president of the Jefferson Area Chamber Board, is Mike Holden, now joining us. So thank you very much, Mike, for being on.
Thanks, Coltrane. Going to be the last one for me, as I'll be getting off the board next Thursday.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, before we get to your time spent on the board and part of the chamber board as a whole, let's go over to some just quick highlights about what's coming up in our community, first of all.
Sure. The calendar event is Saturday the 22nd will be the Cattleman's Banquet and Trophy Auction. Being a cattle producer, I got to mention that. Monday the 24th will be the Iowa Culture Trivia Challenge at 2 o'clock at the Historical Museum on East Lincoln Way. Obviously, next Thursday will be our annual meeting, which we'll be hitting up here in a little bit. More info. And then Saturday the 29th, Miss Rodeo Coronation and Celebration. Our local girl, Brittany Gunn, is being coronated here at the Greene County Fairgrounds at 5 o'clock.
And that's a lot of great stuff that's coming up. And, well, let's get to the big enchilada. That is the annual meeting that'll be coming up here next Thursday. It got rescheduled from earlier in the year due to unforeseen circumstances. But I believe we're still on course, Mike, to get this thing going here next Thursday.
Yep, it'll be Thursday, February 27th, 5:30. The doors will open with a little social time. And one of the reasons that date is always roaming is that we have to be able to match the schedule of the ABC Award, which is winners, which are the above and beyond the call. That, like I said, the program will start roughly at 6 o'clock. I believe the Jazzatonics are going to open it up. That's our local high school jazz choir. And then the meal, and then we'll move into the meeting portion, which there's actually going to be three presenters this year. Tim Christensen, Sam Harding will be here from the school board and update us on the new school and how that's going. Shirley and Gary Hoppert from ARC will give us an ARC update. And then Tracy and Chris Deal have been related with the Forge. They'll be here to give us an update on Forge.
And they're also going to be the presenters for 2019 ABC Award winner.
Right. They were the last year's winner of the ABC Award, so that's in past practice has been to have that person or people present to this year's winners. And that's how we'll wind up the evening then.
Want to remind people that the tickets are $15 per person. That's just gets you that lovely meal prepared by the Jefferson Does at the Elks Lodge once again. And you can pick those up over at the Welcome Center. I think they need registrations by the end of the day today.
The 21st, that's correct. Yep, and Beth said make sure that you mention that, Mike. So thank you, Coltrane. Yep,
I've had her remind me to remind you to make sure everybody else is reminded about that. Now, with this kind of being your last official responsibility duty as a board member, next Thursday after the annual meeting is over, just tell us a little bit about the Chamber Board and when it was under your tenure when you were board president for those couple of years.
I think I'm in my fourth year now, and when I came on, I said I'd give them 3 to 4 years. I said we really need a strong chamber, we need to get this thing turned around. And I think it's been a long process, but that ball has definitely shifted the momentum back the other way. We have a very good board right now. Obviously, we're going to be missing two people for sure because I'm getting off and Taylor Engelmeyer had to step down for family. And we sure need to have at least two replacements for that. And, you know, there's just so many things going for the chamber now. And not just the chamber, but a lot of that plays back to what's going on in the community. You know, we have a strong Main Street program that helps build the chamber as well. GCDC is a strong, active group as well. And we need all three of those groups continuing to work together cooperatively to build, keep that ball rolling so that we can fully utilize what's going on in Greene County here. I said, I said this when the casino came, and I'm saying it again now. I think with Forge and the casino, there's never been a time, probably since the railroad, or at least Highway 30 went transcontinental, that we've had opportunities from an economic standpoint to really capitalize on. And we just got to make sure we fully utilize or take advantage of those opportunities.
Talk to us about the chamber officers as it stands right now. I think you've got a really strong, dedicated group that's kind of helped propel the situation the chamber is facing right now, which is a positive one.
Absolutely. You know, we got Ian Wilkinson as our president again, and I would assume he's going to be president again. I won't be there, but I would assume that he will be asked to continue on. Strong leader. Philip Heisterkamp is the vice president. Once again, very involved. The Winter Festival was his idea. I mean, he's just full of ideas and right. A lot of energy and he and his wife both. And then the treasurer is Pete Russell, and everybody knows Pete. She's been here kind of like me forever, but she's been more involved here locally in Jefferson activities. And then Jill Morton is our secretary, who once again, very enthusiastic about what she's doing and believing in. And when you have energy in all four of those board officer roles, it makes it a lot easier to be contagious and hopefully keep that ball rolling, like I said earlier.
What are you going to miss the most about no longer serving on the chamber board?
I really enjoyed getting together, and I really enjoyed the board members, you know, and trying to see us work collectively and together to change this culture of, you know, and it's still there. Everybody wants to say, well, why do you want to do this? And I think I said this 2 years ago when I took over as president. I said, we need to change the culture here. Don't ask why. We should be asking why not. And boy, we need that. Why not? And that's what we have right now, I think, in this board. We need to keep it going.
All right. Well, again, people can find out a lot about that and more at the Chamber Annual Meeting. Can you tell us again when that will be?
Yeah, next Thursday, the 27th. Doors open around 5:30, and the meal will be roughly 6:15. I believe they're going to open up with the Jazzatonics, our local jazz choir here at the high school.
All right. And then finally, Mike, again, we've got Java and Juice. It's going to be starting back up here in just a couple of weeks.
True sign of spring is Java and Juice kicks back in gear, and that is true March 6th. Java Juice will be Unity Point at home, and obviously that's 9:30 to 10 o'clock time schedule, and come out there and see what they're doing.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with our Jefferson Area Chamber past president of the board, Mike Holden, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.